Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Red Cross, she is the Director of Recruitment. That would be Kelly Reamer. How are you today, Kelly?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. That's a big title, to be the donor recruiter. How do you get that title?
Well, you know, I'm out there every day educating our public of blood donation, how important it is, and just really out there spreading the good word.
Indeed. Now, you get around to, do you get to all the other blood drives in our area? I know I see you at the East Taos one, which is what we're going to talk about, but do you get to the other ones too? Do you make appearances?
Yeah, definitely. I try to make an appearance. It's very heartwarming to hear a lot of our donor stories. I learn a lot why people started to come out to donate, and it's wonderful. I love attending.
It really is. And now, especially with this month, because March is a Red Cross month, isn't it?
Absolutely. We are into March, and that is Red Cross month. It's a time to remind everyone of the work that the Red Cross in our communities across the country and around the globe, what we're doing, our services, not only blood services,
right.
But, you know, our disaster relief, health and safety training, just to name a few.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the blood drive that's coming up. It's already coming up this Monday. Seems like we just talked about a blood drive, but another one coming up this Monday at the Knights of Columbus Hall.
Yes, we'll be there on Monday, the normal time, noon to 6. Walk-ins are welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're really asking for a boost in donation, donors coming out. The weather that has hit us past month in February, all blood types are needed, but especially the O positive, O negative,
mm-hmm.
as well as the A negative and B negative blood type.
All right, but as you mentioned, you'll take them all. As long as it's red and it's blood, you'll take it.
We will, as long as you meet our requirements, if you're feeling well, you're healthy and able. If you do have any questions, you know, if you're kind of on the fence, if you're able to donate or not, you can also reach out to us at 1-800-RED-CROSS or on the web at redcrossblood.org.
Yeah, that's a good point, because I know, before you give, there's a long list of things that they ask you about, and, sometimes you look at it and go, wow, I've never thought of that before. And I know there's been some changes in, if you have a tattoo and, some certain types of cancers where, that waiting period has changed a little bit also.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Kevin. I always ask people, if you're not sure, things are ever changing. You touched upon the tattoos. Now there's no deferral as long as you can state you had received the tattoo at a licensed facility, which most are here in the state of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And, as long as with cancer, if you've been cancer-free since your last treatment and or surgery, that's a 12-month deferral. So definitely two good things to mention.
Exactly. And, of course, we always like to talk about getting first-timers out. We always have those, when I'm out there on Monday afternoon, there's always the regulars who come in, and we are thankful for them. But you like to build a base, so you're always looking for those first-time donors to come in.
We are. We really are, and it's really great to see. We track how many first-time donors we have at each of our blood drives. And even if it's 3, 5, that can make a lifelong impact. If they become a donor, they can then get other people to donate. They can also help spread the word and let everyone know what they're doing.
That's right. And the whole procedure takes, what, about 45 minutes to an hour or so, depending on the number of people there. But they get you in and out quick.
Yeah, that's correct. From the time you check in at registration to the time you're sitting there enjoying all the goodies, which... They do a really good job over there at the Knights of Columbus with all the community partners. Got a lot of good stuff to eat. Yeah, about an hour.
That's right. And you get a goodie bag when you leave, too, thanks to some of our fine community-oriented businesses who help out that way, too.
Absolutely. Yes, we definitely thank them.
Now, can they make an appointment if they want to? I know you said walk-ins, but I know now that there's a system being put in place now where you can call and make an appointment time, and you can get in pretty close to that time. Are you still doing that?
Yes, we are. Walk-ins will always be accepted. However, mm-hmm. if someone did want to make an appointment, again, they can reach out to us on our website at redcrossblood.org or if they'd like to call 1-800-RED-CROSS, let them know what time, what blood drive, and they can schedule them in. We will have the list right there at the blood drive.
And, I was just going to say, and they can go to redcrossblood.org or, again, call the toll-free number and do that.
That's correct.
All right. Blood drive this Monday gets underway at noon till 6. And again, that is at the Knights of Columbus Hall there on Newman Street in East Dallas. I know I'll be out there. Usually get out there a little after 1 o'clock or so. And hopefully we get a lot of other people out so that we make our quota. Because I know if we keep making our quota for those residents of Iosco County, then blood is free when they need it, right?
Well, there's that, you know, is on the hospital side.
Right.
I know that they have their methods in place. But as far as our contract that we hold with the hospital, yes. I mean, mm-hmm. we're going to supply the hospital in need. It'll be there.
All right. Very good. Kelly Reamer, she is the recruitment representative for donors for the American Red Cross. And Kelly, we'll look forward to seeing you. I'll see you out at the blood drive, and hopefully we all get the chance to come on out and give blood on Monday at the Knights of Columbus Hall in East Dallas.
Very good. Thank you so much, Kevin, and thanks for having me.
And joining us now to talk a little bit more about the blood drive on Monday at the Knights of Columbus Hall in East Dallas. From the Knights of Columbus, joining us again, Jim Erickson. How are you today, Jim?
Oh, not too bad, Kevin.
Yeah, well, you know what? We just got done talking to Kelly about the blood drive. She gave us all the facts and figures there. But the Knights of Columbus, once again, you guys got something special going on with the blood drive Monday, right?
Yes, we have a raffle that we have for the blood drive.
Yeah.
And we got some very nice prizes. People in the area donated, and we really appreciate their donations.
Yeah, well, what kind of items will be raffled off on Monday?
On Monday, we got a haircut donated by Taos Barbershop. The owner is Gordon Wallace. They're located at 440 Lake Street in Taos City.
Okay.
And then we got Electric Beach Tanning and Clothing. They're located at 310 Lake Street. They're donating $25 on a purchase. They're owned by Doug and Brenda Tosca.
All right.
And then we also got a gift certificate from Timmy Tire Center. It's located at 1850 US 23 East Dallas. The oil change, a filter, and a lube, and it's donated by Tim Janice.
Very nice.
And the last prize we're going to give away is from Rainbow Gardens Restaurant and Lounge, located in National City, Michigan. The gift card's for $20. It's owned by Louie and Maude Zimmer. They got fine food out mm-hmm. there, from pizzas, the hamburgers, you name it, and good hospitality.
Indeed. Now, those are raffle prizes for when you come out to donate blood. Your name goes in, and then at the end of the blood drive, I would imagine, is when you draw the winners?
Yes. We donate them after the blood drive's over, and then we'll contact you and let you know if you won the prize.
All right. And of course, we want to thank the community for helping out with this. A lot of great donations, and we hope a lot of people will come out and give blood.
Yeah, I hope so, too, because we got to keep that cone up and keep blood drive going.
That's right. Now, not only that, you guys help out with that, but you got your fish dinners going on right now, too,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, we got some very good fish dinners, and people come down and check them out and see if they like our fish dinners.
Yeah, that's right. That's Friday afternoons, was it 4:30 to 7?
Yes, it is. And Dave Linisky and his crew does a very fine job.
Yeah, all right. Jim Erickson from the Knights of Columbus, hey, we thank you for dropping by to give us some more information about the blood drive. And yeah, let's hope we get a lot of people out Monday, noon till 6, right there at the Knights of Columbus Hall on Newman Street in East Dallas. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Kevin.